This call is being recorded.
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. My phone went dead.
No worries. Calling back. Again, I am required to say this is a call that is being recorded for quality assurance. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, my phone connected to the... I'm here, though.
Okay. No worries. Again, I am required to let you know the call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. Besides that, we can just pick up where we left off. We are almost done with this. Okay, I don't want to keep you on the phone too long. Okay, now did she ever have any of the symptoms listed here after drinking the cow-based formula? Did she ever have any low body temperature?
Low body temperature. I believe so.
Okay. How about any green vomit?
She had she had high fever. She had yellow vomit.
Okay. And how about any dark or bloody stools or a tender belly?
Yeah, she did have blood stools, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Again, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, now I know you said that she had a perforation in her abdomen. Did she ever have any other surgeries, or was she ever on antibiotics for that?
Yeah, they did like a...
Mm-hmm.
Besides the abdomen, I just know they did it to gain access to some kind of, like, cavity or something.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
They removed the part that was affected, but...
Okay. And when was it that they did that surgery on her? Was it January 2014 or maybe February?
January.
Okay. Do you remember if it was towards the end of the month?
I think it was like 25th. Yeah, it was the 28th, I think.
Okay. 28th. Okay, now it does require a doctor's name. Do you remember the doctor that diagnosed her, that treated her?
Yeah, his name was Luis Lopez.
Okay, Luis Lopez, perfect. Okay, I do see a Luis J. Lopez, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, just one second. Okay, and again, she was diagnosed at the St. Joseph's Women's Hospital, is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Again, it's just going to take 1 second. Is that the same place where they treated her, the surgeries and all of that?
Yeah, but we had to switch over to St. Joseph's.
Mm-hmm.
I believe right after, I think, or something like that.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
So the treatment was at St. Joseph's or at St. Joseph's Women's?
Yes, the treatment was at St. Joseph's.
Okay. Perfect. Just 1 second.
Oh, she had side effects, all that stuff, man. Oh.
Okay. Do you remember the treating doctor at the St. Joseph's place, or no?
No, I don't remember that doctor.
Okay, that's okay.
But I just know, Lewis was the diagnostic.
Mm-hmm.
He should have been, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we were there for a while. We were there for like 6 weeks.
I'm so sorry about that. And again, she was diagnosed in the same stay. You guys never went home with her?
Yeah, no, we never went home.
Okay. And were there ever any abdominal surgeries performed, or did she ever experience a swollen abdomen with discoloration?
Yes.
Okay. And by any chance, do you remember the Bell staging of the NEC that Lauren was diagnosed with? Was it stage 1, 2, or 3? Do you remember?
I don't remember that.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, I don't remember that. My girlfriend probably knows. I probably asked her if she knows.
good. If we ever have any updates, you can always reach out to the law firm and let them know. But that's okay if you don't remember that. Okay, now we do request an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you. Does anyone come to mind?
Nah, I would rather, my number's fine.
Okay. Again, we do require it here. We're not going to contact this person unless we really can't reach you for an extended period. It could be anyone that comes to mind.
Okay. 656, her name is Jazz.
Okay. You said 656?
Mm-hmm. 656 209 86667.
Perfect. Okay, and you said that was Jazz. Is there a last name I can take down?
Joseph.
Okay. Perfect. Jazz Joseph. Okay. Okay, sounds good. So what I am going to do right now is compile a DocuSign for you. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, great. Makes it a little easier. What this DocuSign is for is it's just giving the attorney's permission to go ahead and pull the medical records for Lauren's case here. Okay, just 1 second. Again, I am just compiling the information. Okay. Okay, would you want this to your email or to your text messages? Do you have a preference?
You can do both.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Again, I'm just reviewing your information. It takes about 30 seconds. I don't want anything to be mapped out or warped on the DocuSign. Just 1 second. Okay, looks like everything is mapped out correctly. I did just send that. You can let me know when you receive it, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, I got it on. Okay, my text, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so you're just going to obviously click on that link. And if you do have any trouble signing, you could just let me know. I'll stay on the line.
Okay. Yes. And please sign. Okay. Oh, I got a lot to sign. Okay. Pull over real quick. All right, so do I just, okay, sign. Let me make sure I signed it all. Okay. Click finish.
Yes.
All right. I just signed it.
Okay, great. I do see it on my end. Okay. Now, I am going to send you a text message. I do want to say congratulations on the first step here. Again, I'm going to send you a text message. Larry is going to have my contact information as well as the law firm's direct number if you have any questions related to the case. Now, I wouldn't recommend reaching out within, honestly, the next 48 hours because it does take a second for them to receive those files, but then, you know, they will reach out, verify some information, and again, if you have any questions, concerns, you can always reach back out. Okay, besides that, thank you so much for your time, Larry, and your patience, and I hope you have a good Halloween, okay?
Thanks. Thank you, too. And you say the lawyers will reach out again?
Yeah, they'll reach out, but it's going to, within 48 hours.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you again for your time. I hope you have a good one, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.